Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Kayla?
Yes.
Kayla is our first caller of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders right now because it's up to you to entertain us and everybody listening and set the tone for the entire rest of the show. That's it, and that's all. Go ahead.
All right. So, funny story about my downstairs neighbor. Mm-hmm. So this guy is just a psycho, and he's been harassing me and my family for, I don't know, going on 4 years now that I've been his neighbor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's psychotic. If I told you some of the things he does, he goes downstairs and he turns the hot water tank down to low, so we have no hot water after he takes a shower, and it's just, you know, just stupid shit he does. It's ridiculous. Anywho.
Wait, he does stuff like literally just to mess with you?
Yeah.
Like it's not even him being like a weird human.
God.
Like, why doesn't he like you guys?
He's psycho. I don't know. He's psycho. He has problems with me, with my dad, with my kid's father, like my dog. Like it's just
your dog.
Crazy. He will literally, so my hallway light upstairs, I live on second floor. Mm-hmm. It's a two-way switch. He'll take the switch downstairs and put it in the middle, so when I come home at night, I can't put my light on upstairs because it's set in the middle downstairs.
What is wrong with this dude?
Wow. I'm sorry, but that's actually a pretty good way to mess with somebody.
he's like a 58-year-old man. Like,
wow.
He clearly has way too much time on his hands.
Anyway, yeah. I believe in karma, and karma bit him in the ass full force. This past week because something happened with his mom's, I guess, you know, not doing too good, and they got family over taking care of her and whatnot. So something must have happened when I wasn't home because my next door neighbor said, "Hey, what happened? Arrested?" I'm like, "What?" Apparently he must have put his hands on somebody, a woman that was there taking care of his mother, and he got arrested.
Okay, this dude and sounds then, like a winner.
And then, oh wait, no, it gets even better. He tries to come home at 3 o'clock in the morning, tries to get in the house. The lady's husband's like, "Oh no, pal, you ain't getting in here." The cops came, and he got arrested again.
Well, you know what? Maybe, Kayla, maybe he'll change his ways. Hold on a second. We got another call. It's actually your downstairs neighbor. He has something to say to you.
Yeah, okay.
I think he wants to apologize. Hold on a second. Oh. Yes, sir. What would you like to say to Kayla?
I'm honestly, like, I'm sorry to everybody. I'm sorry to the people who I heard it. And, you know, I'm sorry to everybody that I wronged.
What about your mother?
I'm so sorry to all the times I made my mom cry. I'm sorry to all the girls who heart I broke.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's really... See, you made him change his ways.
Yeah, no. Apology not taken.
Not taken? Wow. All right, well, sir, if Kayla's not accepting your apology, what do you have to say to her now?
I consider that bitch to be one of the biggest terrorists in the exotic animal world right now.
Oh, no, be careful. He's going to mess with you again. All right, Kayla, let me ask you a question about the show.
Sure.
Okay, between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the members of this lovely get-up crew, which one of us is most likely to be the worst downstairs neighbor?
Oh, my God. honestly, no offense to Romero, but probably
yes.
You.
Yes.
Wow.
Good answer.
Hey, listen, don't take that the wrong way. It's not that you would, like, try to intentionally piss people off. I think you would just do it unintentionally.
That's worse!
I don't know if it would be unintentional.
Right? Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it would be intentional.
You see, he thought the switch thing was a great idea.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to call that guy back.
But it was just a
ideas.
Little joke.
All right. Well, thank you, Kayla. Hey, you know what? I can't argue.
Yeah, no problem.
When we ask questions that there is no wrong answer. Except for that one.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.